September is here, and Canadian HR teams have several important appliance dates and workplace issues to keep on their radar. Let's start with September 1st. In Manitoba, new requirements for providing free menstrual products in workplace restrooms take effect. Employers covered by the rules should make sure the required products are available and that responsibility for restocking and maintaining supplies is clear. Also on September 1st, Nunavut's minimum wage increases by 42 cents to $20.17 per hour, making it the first Canadian jurisdiction to move above the $20 mark. September 7th is Labor Day. HR and payroll teams should confirm statutory holiday eligibility, scheduling, and holiday pay requirements under the legislation that applies to their employees. September 13th is the deadline for comments on the Competition Bureau's proposed cartel enforcement guidelines. While this won't affect every HR department directly, competition law has become increasingly relevant to employment practices, particularly where businesses exchange information or coordinate practices affecting workers. In Ontario, revised WSIB policies dealing with independent living expenses take effect September 21st. September 30th is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's a statutory holiday for federally regulated workplaces and is also recognized as a statutory holiday in British Columbia, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Newfoundland and Labrador, the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, Prince Edward Island, and Yukon. Employers should confirm the rules applying to their jurisdiction and workforce. September 30th is also the stated deadline for Alberta's $100 energy rebate application, which may be worth communicating to affected employees. Beyond the calendar, this month's HR Insider reminds employers about several broader risks. Accommodation doesn't necessarily mean abandoning legitimate performance standards. Disability disclosed during a workplace investigation must be considered, but it doesn't automatically excuse serious misconduct. Performance reviews can address behavior and soft skills when they're conducted fairly and in good faith. And employers should review their workplace violence, cell phone, remote work, and cross-border travel policies before a problem puts those policies to the test. The theme for September is simple. Check the calendar, document your decisions, and make sure your policies reflect how your workplace operates today.